Hey, what's going on? This is Al Elegant Body Magic. What's going on, family? I've been logging in. I've been seeing you guys listen to the podcast. I appreciate it. I appreciate your time, truly. You know, it's a lot of other people who look great, you know, who take this thing seriously, and you're listening to me, and I really appreciate that. That's why I continue to post these. Now, I got a meeting coming up. I'm here at work, but I was like, let me go ahead and shoot a little video real quick because I had an experience yesterday I wanted to share with you, okay? Is that okay? Can I share that with you? Now, the experience that I'm about to share right now, the young man who I talked to last night in the gym, he's probably listening. I think his name was Albert, if I'm right. But yeah, man, you know, I was working out and the guy stopped me and he asked me, you know, how do we get his forearms bigger? How does he get his arms bigger? And if you're listening, man, you know, I'm going to point out something that a lot of other people listening right now can help. I want to talk about gym distractions. Okay. When me and Albert were talking, and once we finished talking, it was a girl that walked past and he was like, man, that girl was fine as hell, man. And I was like, oh, yeah. And then we, you know, I went back to working out. He went back to working out. And that was the main thing I thought about. I was like, that's why this guy, you know, and other people who don't look the way they want, that's the reason why they don't look like anything yet. Okay. And I call it looking like shit. Now, that's no disrespect to anybody. That's just in general. I'm just trying to explain to you why you look like shit, why you think to yourself that you look like shit, whoever this may apply to. The reason is because you're getting distracted in the gym. Like the guy said, look at that girl right there. You know, when I'm in a gym, if you listen to all the episodes, when I'm in a gym, I don't look at no fucking body. I look at my hands. I look at the ceiling. I look straight. I'm not looking at anybody, any man, any woman in a gym because I'm focusing that motherfucker. And that's how you need to be if you want to turn shit up. If you want to turn things up. Also, when I was talking to the young man last night, I don't think he had any headphones in his ear. I don't think he had any headphones. Now, if you did, Albert, if you're listening, I apologize because I didn't see it. But let's just say he didn't. Most people don't. This is beyond words. This is beyond words that I can't even put into words. People don't have headphones in the gym. Oh, my God. I think I did a podcast about this. We at Elegant Body Magic 2.0. It's not a rehash. I'm going to do more rehash series, but I need to start sneaking in a little bit of 2.0 stuff. This 2.0 shit right here. People that don't have headphones in the gym, man, this is beyond me. Listening to people, listen to that weak ass, soft ass music that they play in the gym, and people listening to this stuff instead of creating your own world in the gym through headphones, through music, or audio tapes, which I'll get into more at a later stage. The guy didn't have any headphones and he wondered why he was so distracted. He wondered why he don't have the body that he wants, you know, and the guy and the other people listening right now, you wonder why, man, you're getting distracted. You need to be all out fucking zoned out warfare in that gym, man. When I'm in there, I don't look at nobody. I don't care if it's women walk past, you know, booty hanging out. I don't know. I don't care. I don't see it. Number one, they're in there with a boyfriend. So what's the point? They're in there with a boyfriend, most likely. Number two, you're not going to go talk to them because it's in the gym and it's awkward. So it don't even make any sense to look at women while you're in the gym. Like, this is psychology behind this. This is the main reason why you're distracted in a gym. This is gym distractions. This is why you look like shit. I'm not saying you look like shit. You know what you look like when you get out the shower. You're getting distracted, man. Headphones. That's the first protection. Like yesterday, when me and Albert were talking, I think that was his name. But when me and Albert were talking, I had headphones in my ear, but this is actually a rant. So this is more like 2.0 rant. That's my first 2.0 rant. Gym distractions. But I had some headphones in and it wasn't my wireless headphones. So I think I had misplaced them. I got them with me now, but I had misplaced them yesterday. And when my headphones came out of my ear and I heard guys in there, oh man, like the shit is so lame, man. Because you look at the dudes who going, oh, and then they look like shit. That's the main, I just, it just irks me. It just makes my skin crawl when I'm in the gym and I hear guys in there, you know, doing all this ooh and ah and all this kind of stuff, and they look like shit most likely. Even if they were super built, I don't want to hear it. You know, and that's how you should be. You should be able to create your own world in that gym, man. Them headphones should be so loud, you don't see shit. You don't look at nobody. You don't see anything. You look straight, man. That's how you got to be. You can't be worried about what people think about you. I don't give a fuck what people think about me when I'm in the gym. I wish I would have said the word fuck a lot louder, but I'm actually at my office right now. I'm in a booth, so I can't scream that loud. But I don't give a goddamn what people think about me when I'm in a gym. You want to know why? Number one, most likely I look better than they asses. So what the fuck am I worried about what other people think about me? That's just my own personal reason why I don't give a damn. Now, if you still look like shit, right? If you're still on a way to looking like something, you can't worry about what these people think about you. You have to be zoned out in that gym. And like I said before, you can't be going in there with all these gym partners. You know, all these gym partners. That is for the weak. Real ones go in there by themselves. Or if they have a gym partner, they meet up with them, do a few workouts. Then they go back out on the field and to their own workstations and, you know, working out on one body part. And I was trying to explain to Albert, if that was his name, I think that was his name. If you're listening, Albert, I apologize if I got your name wrong. But, you know, I appreciate you talking to me last night. But anyway, we was at Gold's Gym last night. Because, you know, I got two different memberships right now, and I'll be getting a third one soon. You know, because I'm really about this life, right? But anyway, but Albert, me and him was talking, and he was talking about, you know, he wanted to get his forearms bigger. And I told him that the secret is to work on one body part at a time, one body part a day. And me and him was talking and he was like, what about overtraining? Shouldn't you rest? And I'm like, look, man, that's another thing I'm going to talk about on another podcast. You know, getting confusion in the gym. That's probably going to be the next one in 2.0. You know, and then I'll do the rehash stuff. I still have to do the rehash things, but this is a rant right here. But a lot of you guys are getting confused because you're trying to follow all different all these people's strategies. My strategy is to focus on one body part a day. Okay, so like right now, today, I'm doing bicep today, right? So I'm going to do 4 to 6 workouts on the bicep. And then I'm still going to hit my legs and my abs. So I really don't have to have a leg or ab day. I'm trying to show you how to get the whole body pop. Now, the whole point of one body part a day is to send all that blood to one body part. Does that make sense? When you're working out that bicep, all the blood is going to the bicep. Now, I am moving the blood around when I'm working the abs and I'm working the legs, but I have to kind of get my legs up and my abs up at this point. But once that gets up to a level where I can just maintain it, then I'll just be, you know, all the blood will just be going to that one body part. But I do one body part a day, basically. And that's what I was trying to explain to the guy last night. So the whole point of this, I'm about to get off of it. Appreciate you listening. Elegant Body Magic. This is Al. The whole point of this is it's a rant about gym distractions. You're being distracted in the gym by women that you're not going to talk to, that you shouldn't be talking to or even looking at. I just explained why, the psychology behind that. If anything, you know, you should look at other dudes who really built and be like, fuck, you know, I need to step my shit up. But I wouldn't even recommend that. Don't even look at nobody. Don't look at nobody, man. Go focus on your next station that you're going to work out and turn up to your songs while you doing your reps. And I told the guy, I said, look, man, it's going to take a lot of reps to get this shit done. I think his name was Albert. He said, man, I do 3 sets of 10. Even Mike Rashid said this. He said 3 sets of 10 ain't going to cut it. That's why you look like crap right now. Most people, they doing 3 sets of 10, man. I told him I do 60, anywhere between 40 to 60 reps. And then I'll do like a heavy set and then 40 to 60 reps again on a lighter weight. And then I'll do a five reps of a heavy set. It's going to take a lot of reps to get this shit done, man. Ain't no 3 sets of 10 is for the people who don't know any better. So this is Al Elegant Body Magic, man. Just doing a rant about gym distraction. Stop being distracted, man. Go up in that motherfucker and take over tonight, tomorrow, whenever you're going in next. All right. Just remember that you're a champion because you choose to be. Be great.